You know, not too long ago, I was in my office building, and one of the guys was working a buffer on the floor, and I'm watching them. And I thought, well, what the heck? I told him, excuse me, so in Spanish and everything. And I started showing him how to use the buffer. And he's sitting there, and he tells me, how do you know this? And I told him, I used to do this type of work. You know, I used to be a football player, and I used to be in drama. I used to be in speech club, student government. Then I had a job every day, and I'd clean out this department store. I'd sweep it all out and everything. And then I would go home, and I'd get home at about 6:37. And then a couple hours later, my dad and I would go out, and we would work in offices, cleaning offices. Mm-hmm. I never felt like I belonged. People would call us chili vendors, Taco Bellies, Beaners.
Oh, Beaners. I remember that.
It's funny, but when you become a judge, everybody gives you so much deference that if there's any animosity towards my being Latino, I don't see it. But I don't fool myself. I was first one, for example, in the International Trade Bar, and I'd be in a room of 400 lawyers, and I'm the only brown face in there. And you could see people looking at you, mm-hmm. you know, and you do feel like you're a fish out of the water. And
I feel like sometimes people will try to set you apart from who you are or what you are. So I had someone say, they were talking about Mexicans, and I'm like, you do know I'm Mexican, right? And he's like, well, you're not that kind of Mexican.
I used to get that a lot. You're a good one. You know, you're not one of them. I think society, when they talk about the Hispanic community, I don't think they're thinking about us, you and me.
That's right, absolutely right.
You know, what they see is the three young men with the hats walking down the street in their work clothes, getting from one job to another, you know, and they think about the illegal immigrant, the person that cannot speak English, that sort of thing. So now, it's amazing. Years ago, I set my dream at what I'm doing today. And so it's strange to be in life, you know, living your dream. And I think there's a number of things that I could have done. You know, I clean offices very, very well, too. But I'm sitting there on the bench, and I'll be the only Latino in the courtroom. And now on the court, I feel like I belong. There's a sense that I have a right to be here. This belongs to me.